With Senator John Kerry's speech, we've now heard this week from both of the major presidential candidates on the subject of Iraq, terrorism, and broader questions of foreign and defense policy. Joining us to talk about the contrasts and the similarities between the two is Richard Wolff of Newsweek. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
First, on Iraq, do you think Senator Kerry has outlined a course in Iraq that can easily be distinguished from President Bush's five-step process that we heard about in Carlisle, Pennsylvania on Monday?
It's not easy, and they do, both of these candidates, sound as if they're competing on the number of points they have. Kerry has a four-point plan, Bush has a five-point plan. But the basic pitch for John Kerry is that it would take a new president to change the dynamic in the region, and in particular with allies. He's been fairly clear and coherent about that, but in terms of the modalities, who he wants to get there, what they would do, it's the same. It's the UN, it's NATO. The question is, who's best to achieve it?
He, therefore, is running as a multilateralist, criticizing what he would see as the unilateralism of the Bush administration.
Absolutely. You know, it takes me back to 2000 here, when I covered the Bush campaign, and then Governor Bush talked about rebuilding the Gulf War coalition. That's pretty much what candidate Kerry is saying now. It's a very internationalist view, and you've got a go-it-alone, unilateralist tendency for the Bush administration. That's what the basic difference.
There was a moment in Senator Kerry's speech when he said what he would tell every man and woman in the armed forces of the United States on the day that he is sworn in as their commander-in-chief. He says that they may have to go to war, but he says, you will never be sent into harm's way without enough troops for the task or asked to fight a war without a plan to win the peace. Is Senator Kerry running on what we used to call the Powell Doctrine?
Absolutely. And he and his aides will cite people like Eric Shinseki, who advised for a much bigger force going into Iraq.
He was the Army Chief of Staff.
Absolutely. You know, their basic point is, for a start, this is obviously what he thinks is the right course of action, but it's also inoculating Kerry against the charge that he's undermining the troops and weak on national security. He wants to portray himself as even tougher on defense and even a bigger supporter of U.S. armed forces than President Bush.
President Bush always presents the war in Iraq as a battleground, now the central front in the war against terror. That this is part of the process that began after September 11th. Is it clear to you from Senator Kerry's speeches that he doesn't regard the war in Iraq as being part of the war on terror?
Well, what he says is that if it fails, a failed state would become a terrorist haven. But there is a huge amount of reluctance to portray this as the war on terror, and you won't hear him talk about Iraq as the war on terror itself, which is obviously something the president says all the time. In fact, he's close in some ways to Colin Powell. Well, you mentioned the Powell Doctrine, but in recent days, Secretary Powell has found it quite difficult to talk about terrorists in Iraq. He talks about insurgents, he talks about ex-Saddamists, but the terrorist word is not something that flows as easily from the State Department or from Senator Kerry as it does from the White House.
Senator Kerry spoke into today's speech about modernizing the U.S. armed forces. Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld has been all about the transformation of the American military, being faster, lighter, quicker. What's the difference between the two?
Well, we've yet to see those details. Kerry's starting out this several days of talking about national security. Again, takes me back to 2000. President Bush talked about leaping a generation of technology with weapon systems. It's fine campaign rhetoric, but and again, it inoculates himself on the security issue. But again, we have yet to see those details.
One thing Senator Kerry has not come close to saying is, let's just get out of Iraq. I mean, he's not saying, I am the anti-war candidate.
Absolutely.
Let's pull out.
That ground he's leaving to Ralph Nader, who actually he gets on very well with, and they reminisced just the other week about their anti-war days when it was Vietnam. But he's not going to touch that. There's some theory that Al Gore out there talking in very harsh red meat terms about the war, it sort of helps keep the base together. But you're not going to hear that from John Kerry. He's very committed to staying in Iraq.
Richard Wolff of Newsweek, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.